Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Friday, February 14th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, sweethearts all over America. Many parts of the world celebrating Valentine's Day today. Valentine's Day, not too late for a card. Valentine's Day origins, kind of weird. One fable involves goat's blood, but the clean version is that a man named Valentine, who was imprisoned by the Romans, sent a message to a woman he loved with a signature, "From your Valentine." And, of course, the rest is history. Two, a Colorado lawmaker has proposed replacing the term illegal alien with undocumented immigrant, bringing arguments heard in New York City and Colorado, or in California, to a swing state. If passed, this bill would require that public contracts replace illegal alien with undocumented immigrant, similar to how California removed the term alien from the state labor code in 2015, because, really, words don't mean anything whatsoever anyway. And number one, confirmed coronavirus cases boomed this week as China altered its method for counting amid concerns over its handling of the crisis. Experts, though, now expressing some hope that could bring greater understanding of whether the virus is growing or waning, those updated numbers. The death toll from the virus, now dubbed COVID-19, has risen to at least 1,380. And that's where we start this Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day edition of the Steve Gruber Show. You'll notice this Valentine's Day edition is similar to other shows, except it occurs on Valentine's Day. And there's no Steve, which I guess is unusual. You know, most days to not have the host here. Steve feeling a bit under the weather, so you got me to take you into this weekend all across the great state of Michigan here on the Steve Gruber Show. This hour, we'll talk with Mark Mix, president of the National Right to Work Committee. I believe, I don't have the print edition of the Detroit News in front of me, but online, Mark Mix has an op-ed that appears on the op-ed page of the Detroit News today, so I would imagine it's in print as well. We'll talk to him this hour. Also, Seton Motley, founder and president of Less Government, coming up in this hour of the Steve Gruber Show as well. Been a very busy week everywhere. I mean, for me personally, probably for you, and of course, in the Democratic presidential circles as well. We'll touch on that in a moment. I, of course, like to quickly introduce myself, what I do fill in here for Steve, though I've been doing it now for, what, 3+ years. So I hope, a good portion of the audience knows who I am. But there's always, always new Steve Gruber Show listeners. So for those of you hearing me for the first time, I am the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, down in the southern part of the state. I also serve as a lecturer in journalism, which means I teach stuff. And I've been here for more than 4 years now, and also in the state for about 4 years. A little more than 4 years. Grew up in Illinois and moved out here to Michigan to work for Hillsdale College, which is a pretty good excuse, I think, to move to Michigan. So happy to be here. Happy to be with you and guest hosting here on the Steve Gruber Show. You can also find my podcasts. I host a couple of them. Two for the college. One, the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast. If you want to know more about classical education, well, that's where to go. And then the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, which is heard on many of these fine radio stations. But if not, you can catch it on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, all the fine places you can find quality podcasts. And we're up on the Ricochet Network, too. This week's episode, just up today, we talk with Dr. Silas Johnson from here at Hillsdale College about the coronavirus. We talk with Sally Pipes about her new book on Medicare for All called False Premise, False Promise. We talk why students should still know how to diagram a sentence, which I think is pretty important. And Wilfred McClay, who wrote a great American history book this past year, excerpts of a lecture from him on this week's episode. And he's also your teacher for a new Hillsdale online course, which you can find at online.hillsdale.edu, online.hillsdale.edu, a brand new redesigned site there as well. All right, that's out of the way. What can we tell you about what's happening in the Democratic presidential nomination process? Well, for one, nobody's dropped out since Monday night into Tuesday after the New Hampshire primary. But again, a couple of campaigns on life support, including Elizabeth Warren and maybe not quite as dire, but Joe Biden has had a disappointing first two states. I don't have to tell you that. You can read the numbers. And we head next to Nevada. And they might have, Nevada might have the same problems that Iowa had in counting the vote. There's also a story yesterday. I don't have it right in front of me. I think it was up on Yahoo, one of their political people reporting that the DNC was far more involved in creating and developing that app in Iowa than they would have you believe. You know, you had Tom Perez, the DNC chair, speaking out and saying how horrible a plan it was and we got to re-canvas and do all this stuff. Well, apparently the DNC was far more involved in this app than they would like you to believe. Well, Nevada Democrats might have a similar problem. Reports are that their app that they're planning to use is very similar to the one that Iowa used and also has not been tested. So they're trying to change things around. A new plan for the February 22nd caucus, about 8 days away, measures intended to avoid a repeat of problems that happened with Iowa's vote. But the process out there in Nevada still relying on a complex process involving internet-connected iPads being rolled out to caucus organizers a little more than a week before voting. And if I read the story correctly, they still can't actually show anyone the app. It's still not ready for prime time, so to speak. A memo released yesterday, Nevada Democrats say there will be a two-step process for reporting results consisting of submissions made by phone and electronically. Caucus organizers relying on off-the-shelf Google data management software to calculate and submit results electronically. What could go wrong? Remember, of course, these are the people who want to manage your health care. These are the people who want to stick their talent into every portion of your life. They can't manage to count the votes correctly in Iowa and perhaps Nevada, although they're rushing to make sure that perhaps it's not the case there. So we'll see. Last time I guest hosted for you, it was just after Iowa. Yes, it was just after Iowa. And I had made the point that watch out for the billionaires. That's Tom Steyer to a lesser extent, but especially Michael Bloomberg, who has just been carpet bombing these bigger states. He is not competing in these early states. He wants to be there with a strong presence in the next wave of primary and caucus states. And polls show he's rising and specifically doing something that Kamala Harris couldn't do, doing something that Cory Booker couldn't do. And that is chipping away at Joe Biden's popularity and support among African-American voters. Nobody could do that yet in this race. It was one of the reasons that despite some issues, Biden still was a favorite because he had that support. Well, recent polling after Iowa and New Hampshire saying Bloomberg is chipping into that. Now, that's, of course, kind of before the audio that you might have heard this week. Michael Bloomberg on the record about to stop and frisk in New York City. So maybe that turns around, too. But I'm telling you, don't count out the possibility that Michael Bloomberg is the nominee. I don't know if he can win enough delegates prior to the convention because he's sitting out these states. But you know that phrase, brokered convention could lead to a Bloomberg nomination. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.